page Lamed Aleph Mouth. Haya ochli mala shulchan. You're eating with a guy on a table. You are reclining with him at a meal. You kneel in front of Lugin al shulchan. You put upon yourself, put upon the table a bottle of wine. Lagin al dalpaki, and you put a bottle of wine on the sideboard, you know, on the serving table, right? Benichol, you left the guy there, but Yotzen, you left. Mashal al shulchan also, that which is on the table is forbidden, because we assume that the guy used it, right? And when he used it, he poured it, and that's like libating. Mashallah dulpake, whatever's on the sideboard is mutter's permitted. Fi'im, however, im amarlo, he said to him, Kavi mosaic v'shal said, go and mix and what, drink whatever you want. Af mashallah dulpake also, then even that which is on the sideboard is also. Okay, because we assume he went into the sideboard.
Kavios psuchos asuros. Sealed barrels,
open barrels are potter, but open barrels are forbidden, but sumos, sealed barrels, that takes longer to be forbidden. Kadeshi patach, v'yigov, v'tigov. It's only if you had enough time to open the sealed barrels and close them and seal them again, because otherwise you can obviously tell if they were opened or not. Okay? Havim boyin lememer, they want to say, mashal al shulchan, which is on the table, osur, is forbidden. B'toch pishu yadayim, only if it's in hand reach. We actually had a similar sugi on Daf Lamed Aleph where I changed the girsa, but this sugi over here is what made me very happy when I saw it today, because in fact if you learn it like the Rashba, which is brought down by the Ridbaz, so it's identical, the changes here are identical to the ones I made back there. So I'm boy man, I wanted to say mashallah shulchan osir b'toch pishu yadayim, it's got it since we're talking about the guy, that which he said, we're afraid, if you leave the room even momentarily, the guy is going to take anything within easy reach and libate it, or just pour it, so that includes that which is on the table, but also within arm's reach. That's beyond the table and within arm's reach. Mashallah, duplicate what's on the sideboard, on the other hand, mutter is permitted, chutzvi pishu yadayim, also, only if it's outside of arm's reach, right? Now, this is, I'm sorry, Marshal Dupke, yeah, I want to change here something after I didn't notice it. Marshal Dupke, I want to say is Osir. Marshal Dupke, it says you're Mutter, but I want to change it to Osir. Okay? What? It says Mutter, but I want to change it. Mashal dupeke, you have mu. You're on the board. You're reading from the Mishnah. Two lines down below that. And I want to say, Mashal dupeke, also, that which it says at the end of Mishnah, if it's on the dupeke, it's also, it's even if it's chutzmi pishud yadayim. Even if it's beyond wherever your reach can grasp, okay? Why? Because once he leaves the table, once he leaves the room, and gives you enough time to, you know, I'm sorry, once he gave you permission, he said, go and drink whatever you want, mix yourself drinks. So then even if it's beyond what you can reach, so then the guy walks over there and helps himself. Says Mar, no, it can't be. Just like they gave the concept of only within arm's reach by Tumah Taro when somebody's told me walks into your house.
So too they gave this kula, this leniency by Yayim Nesef. So therefore, how do we learn this? And it's got to be like this. Elikani. After to train learn it differently. Mandamar mashallah shulchan also, that which you say that on the table is prohibited, right? That's only it's even though it says besochir jibi, even chutz the pishut yadayim. Even outside
I
say the Rashba makes the change also. It says Mashal Shulchan Osir is Osir even if it's outside the reach, because obviously it's within on the table is not so. It's pretty readily available to you, even if it's beyond the normal extension, but since on the table it's considered to be within his reach. Mashallah duplicate mutter, and that which is in the duplicate is mutter. Here too, I wanted to say that it should be changed to also. Let me just say if I'm right about that. Mashallah duplicate. What? Where are you now? The second line before the Mishnah.
Second line. I'm reading this thing. This also.
No. That's Mashallah duplicate also.
Oh.
Okay, next one.
Okay, that's right.
Okay. Well, Mashallah duplicate.
Sideboard of wine.
The sideboard where he has the other bottles of wine, which are not really part of the meal. It's like a wet barn. Okay, so Mashallah duplicate. So here too, I want to read it Osir, because the reason why I'm doing this is because if you look back on, I don't want to make you look back, but if you look back on Lama and Bays, where we had the parallel sugya. That's also the talking about you have the same there too. It's talking about both Yisurim. So I want to say also here it's going on both Yisurim, both the prohibited issues. And here Mashallah duplicate Osir Uvad Toch Lepishu Yadayim. In other words, even that which is in the duplicate, we gave a special kula. It's only something he can turn around and reach. Because it's true. If you give the guy permission to take, which is what the Mishnah is talking about, and you gave the guy permission to take. So if you give him permission, he feels free to go take what's on the sideboard, not just on the table. But then he's only going to take the stuff which he can turn around and reach and get at the same time. He's not going to stand up, because remember, this is not a case where you said you're going to be gone for any length of time. What you said is you're going to leave him here momentarily, take whatever you want, you're going to leave the room. So therefore, you know, I want to read through again, because I think I did it pretty choppy. Because let me read this from the beginning of the Gemara again to the end of the Gemara. Habayi may have wanted to say, Mashallah shulchan also that which is on the table is forbidden, but soak pishu yadayim only if it's within hand's reach. Mashallah duplicate is asur, that's my change, even chutz pishu yadayim, even it's yad in arm's reach. In other words, when he gives you permission, gives the guy permission to go drink, and then that which is on the duplicate is asur, even if it's beyond his reach. The Gampi says, "Located on Rabbi Abba, didn't Rabbi Abba say, B'shem Rishayim, Nehem Rishayim, K'shem Shnos, L'pishu Yadayim V'taros?" And just like they gave the concept of extension of hands by Taros, that only that which is within the extension of his hands is forbidden, right, when you leave him alone in the house, K'chnos, L'pishu Yadayim, B'yayim Nesach. So they gave that Shir B'yayim Nesach. Ela Kaini. So therefore, what we say is like this: Madamar Mashal Shulchan Osur. We said that even if he doesn't give you permission to go and pour what you want, only that which is on the table is Osur. That's even Chutz Pishu Yadayim. This the Rashi even changes Chutz Toch. That's even outside Pishu Yadayim, because anything on the table is considered fair game in terms of what the meal is considered. Mashallah duplicate, which is on the duplicate, again, I'm putting on the Sefer of the Mishnah. Mashallah duplicate also, that which says on the duplicate it's not permitted, that's ubilvad, it's only if it's toch pishu yadayim. Because even if you use permission to mix drinks, we give you the kula pishu yadayim. Meaning, pishu yadayim is a conscious statement by Avsheshes that even though it's problematic, we're going to give you a leniency. The leniency we're giving you is that even though you told him he can go and drink and he feels a certain free rein, nevertheless, that which is on the duplicate with us is only if it's within arm's reach. Okay? Halachas. Bolesha shnich l'solayir. If you have a party of marauders who enters a city, b'shah sholem, if they have peace, now this is not literally peace, but it means, you know, when they're not... battling. So, chavios psuchas asuras, and all open barrels are also because they use that wine. Ustumas, closed barrels, mutaros, are permitted because we assume they didn't get that wine. Shas Mechama, if they're involved in pitched battles in the city itself, Elu Elu Mutars, they're both permitted. Both closed and open barrels. She'im Pinal Nasich, there is no time then to libate the wine. It's a famous Gemara Ksuvos, which says, L'Nasich Eim Pinal Livol Yesh Pinal. Right? They'll rape the women, even when there's prayer, when there's a choice, when there's a either or, either the wine or the women, they'll go after the women, even if it means forsaking the wine. Okay. So it says more. B'shas Hashman. Yeah, their priorities messed up. Obviously, they're goyim. B'shas Hashman. At the time of Shmad, the time when there's a decree. In other words, there's a persecution. Hakol osur. Everything is osur. The entire, all the wine doesn't matter. Now, it's really doesn't have to. There's nothing to do with the. Doesn't matter. It's nothing to do with wine. It's nothing to do with our mishnah. It's the tosefta. The emotion brings down. It has nothing to do with anything to do with our mishnah. It's just because the mishnah is about b'shas. So therefore, this talks about shmas. This was said. This story about. If a king comes to the city and sets up an altar and people bow down to the shas or shmat, the altar remains forever because mistama, a Jew, bowed down to it because of the shas or shmat. So some Jews are afraid of getting killed. Right, shmat is a time of fatal persecution. So therefore, they succumb and they worship the altars. Okay. So that's he says. Sheiv shashloya shomisa el shlov de baal korchon. Must have been a Jew there. Who worshipped and was compelled to worship even against his will. Now this teaches us this Tosefta, which has nothing to do with our Mishnah, Avodazar of the Yisrael of Avodazar, which is served by a Jew, it's never cancelled, right? But it can never be cancelled. We had this issue previously, whether a Goy can cancel the Avodazar worship by a Jew or nobody can ever cancel it. And for that that Tosefta, seems that Avodah Zorah worship by a Jew remains also forever. There is no bittul. Rabbi Yosef Yossi said, "Vachmai mi dafin this he derive also Avodah Selilim Shavda Yisrael al Karcha." Even though a Jew will worship it against his will, because Shas Hashmat, the Jews don't really intend to be of Avodah Zorah; they're being compelled to worship Avodah Zorah. Nevertheless, the altar becomes forbidden, and therefore, even though it's compelled, Einam Talem Milolam, it's never canceled. Okay. I'm Rabbi Yechon. Now everybody goes crazy over this Gemara. Nobody understands exactly what's going on in the Ritbas, the Pnei Moshe. They're all very, and the Gilin Ephraim, even they're all very difficult here. Pnei Moshe wants to make a tremendous chiddush that sometimes even open battles are permitted based on the next Gemara. The Ritbas wants to bring in a new element of sometimes the goit lets you know he libated your wine in order to taunt you. The Gilin Ephraim wants to bring in a new element that we're talking about where Jews are together with the goyim in this ambush, which may be related to the immediately previously Tosefta, but it's very difficult. So then I'm going to learn, like both the Mecha Mayim and Shai Teretz Yisrael, that this next Gemara goes on the previous Mishnah. Since they both happen to say the same thing. So therefore, it makes sense to pay attention to what they have to say. So says Mara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, Leis kan asuros el mutaris. He said, you know what? There's no such thing as the wine on the duplicate being asur. The wine on the sideboard is always mutar. Right? It seems the yard is on the Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan, which is a pretty amazing thing, but that's what it seems like. He says it's mutar. So, to quote the Mecha Maim says it's clearly only touched that which is on the table, and the Shai Teretz Yisrael says that if he would have opened another, since he gave permission, if he would have opened another barrel, right, he said go drink what you want. So if the guy opened another barrel from the sideboard, he would have told him, thank you, you told me I could open any barrel I want. The taco went and opened that barrel. So therefore, he holds that even that which is on the duplicate is mutter. Rabbi Zeir said, the Mishnah is right, Rabbi Yochanan, you're wrong. These remain forbidden. Why? Din matabei have a moidalin. Now the Mecha Maim and Shadisla have two different pshatim in this. even though they both look like a previous Mishnah, but they have a significant difference. The way I first make the Mech HaMayim, the Mech HaMayim says that if he had gotten close to the Dulpeke, meaning then he would thank him, have a Moidele. Moide translates here as thank him. V'lo Matabe, but he thanks him. V'lo Matabe, if he does come to the Dulpeke, lo Matabe, he doesn't thank him. Loye Shalom Yitil, because he doesn't want to give him gratitude when none is necessary. So the way that the Mech HaMayim is learning means that when are the things on the Dulpeke also? If when you come back to the room, the guy says, oh, Yashar Koyach. Well, he doesn't say Yashar Koyach. He says, thank you, you know, Mr. Goldberg. The wine was very tasty. So then you have to assume that he took from the Dulpeke. If he doesn't say that, then you don't have to assume he took the Dulpeke. But since he might say that, at that point, you have to actually assume that whatever's on the Dulpeke is also. Even if it doesn't tell you explicitly he drank for what's on the sideboard, you have to assume he did. That's how the Mech HaMayim learns it. The Shai Dishol learns it like this. He says, the Matabe were the going to have come close to the sideboard, right? I'm sorry, not the going to come close to the sideboard. Were you to catch the guy in the act of going to the sideboard, right? Who moidele, then he will let you know that he drank from the sideboard. Vin lov Matabe, if you would not have caught him in the act of going to the sideboard, lo moidele wouldn't tell you. Lo yeh sholim le tibu, because he doesn't want to owe you a favor. In other words, the guy would drink so repetitiously and not tell you. So they're be saying, no, really, it's Rabbi Yochanan held, according to Shai there, so that if he drank, he'd tell you, because he gave you permission. Right? The Jew gave the guy permission, sorry. So therefore, the guy would tell him if he drank. So then Rabbi Zira says, not necessarily, because the guy doesn't want to thank the Jew unless he has to. So only thanks the Jew if he's caught in the act of taking from the sideboard, which may have been permitted. May have been permitted to him, but he still doesn't want to admit it unless he has to. So therefore, the bottom line is that according to Rabbi Zira, unless you know otherwise, with any degree of certainty, you assume that the stuff on the Dulpeke is awesome. Okay? Now, getting back to our Mishnah. Rabbi Yahya Mishnah said, B'sholom b'leshes milchemes b'leshes. When we say times of peace and times of war, it doesn't mean times of peace, times of war in the world. It means times of peace, times of war with this particular ambush or squadron which enters the city. Right, there could be wars raging all around or peace all over the countryside, but the question whether they have time to libate or not is contingent on the conditions in the specific battleground. Okay, says more fascinating case Habina miparab basre. The way that Pnei Moshe learns it, you're running after a snake to kill the snake, but it's not clear to me necessarily that's the case. Could be it means the snake is running after you. The name of the chivya is the snake, and mipore is when running basre behind him. Right. So the question is whether it's behind the man or the man is running behind the snake. It's not 100% clear. Novel guva. Anyway, be that as it may, what happens if the snake falls into a barrel of wine in the meantime, and then it comes up? I don't know if the snake comes up dead or alive. I'm not. So the question is, ask who the cover of Bonan. The case came from the rabbis, actually, and they said the wine is kosher, meaning, I mean, they said, Ein Pnai Lahatil Eris. Since the snake was so absorbed in the Shas Milchama, he's like our Mishnah. Just like the armies, when they're in Shas Milchama, they don't die to be Menasech, so too the snake, when he's absorbed in this pursuit, either being the pursuer or the pursuee, he doesn't have time to secrete venom. Okay? Interesting parallel. Okay? Umani Misrael. It's actually the principle of spectator sports. If they're too so wrapped up in the game, they don't have the opportunity to be rowdy. So, that's why we like.
I was under the impression that snakes only secrete poison when they're biting into something. This is a
the hole. Obviously not. Yeah. Obviously not. Yeah. I don't know. Obviously not. Yes.
No, we say they absorbed the game. Look what happened. Soccer game in Israel.
No, soccer games are different for some reason. You're right. Okay. Only Misrael.
Really
Only Misrael.
you have Jewish craftsmen, and they owed money by Goy. And a Goy sent them a barrel of wine as payment, a barrel of libated wine. Mutter, it's permitted for them to say to the Goy, give us its money for an exchange. If, however, they already took hold of the barrel, so obviously it's become theirs, so also then it's forbidden for them to switch it for money, because that's Khalifa Yaines, so switching Yaines to some other substance, which is prohibited. Okay? Says Marvenasu Mishim Yaines is not also because of Yaines. Now, everybody goes nuts on the question. What's the question? So the truth is, everybody's interpretation of the question leaves me feeling cold. I like the interpretations. Well, then they really interpret, they say, wait a minute, Zachalanim Shlomo Farnav. When the guy sent it to you, it's already yours. Right? Which is a klutz kash in my mind, because Zachalanim Shlomo Farnav. What? Chavalo. Yeah, he doesn't want it. So they give all sorts of crazy answers. They say, Taibar Kapoa Bim Shalech Bibati. Makes no sense what it says here, really. So they give different interpretations. The Pnei Moshe says, Nirbati means he sent them by weight, not by value, so therefore he didn't really acquire it. The killing of Ephraim changes, says Shlechai de Nochrim. There's no Zchia here because he sent it via Goy, and a Goy is not Zochel Adam Shlovafanav, he didn't acquire it for him. The Shari Teresel changes to Zochel de Matona. He gave it to him as a gift, not as wages. So therefore, it's a type of gift, you know, which you don't want to get as a gift. But as I said, I don't like any of these interpretations, because again, we know from all of the Shas, Zochelam Shlomo Fana, that I can bestow something upon you only works if it's meritorious to you, not if it's a detriment to you. So I have my own shot here. My own shot here, which I didn't see anybody else say, says, is like this. At the morass, look, he had Jewish craftsmen. If you send it back, you might give this to another Jew. So what happened to Lifnei Iver? If you send it back, so he's going to give it to somebody else. So that's what we're saying. What's bibbatim? It doesn't mean in houses, it means in containers. Right? Like your tefillin has a bias, right? A glove in Hebrew is called, in classic Hebrew, is called base yad, right? So he sent it in cases which said, you know, gallo wine or whatever, whatever non-Jewish wine. So therefore, if he sends it to another Jew, the other Jew will know because it's readily identifiable. Okay? So I don't know if my shot is true, but I think I deserve an A for creativity on that one. Okay. Says Halachiyot. Hamoichi Yen Elenachri. Somebody who sells his wine to a Goy. Pasak Achloma, that if he stipulated the price before measuring out the wine for the Goy, Dava Mutar, and then he's owed the money prior to having measured out wine, which then became Yain Nesel, and that's okay. Morar Ashlo Pasuk, he measured out the wine to the Goy before he set the price, Dama Asurim, then the money is forbidden, because then he's making the money over transaction on wine, which is ready Yain Nesel. Okay? Notas HaMashpech, if he took a funnel, the mother told Tzuchiso Shanochi and measured into a Goy's plate or container, the nutlo, and he took the same funnel, umada told to chizur, so measured into a Jew's container. Im yeshpo ikvas yain, if there's some impediment which holds in the wine, also it's forbidden, because then wine, which was part and parcel of a flow which flowed into yain nesach, makes the whole funnel susceptible to iser, as long as that wasn't washed out. So it's interesting too, because what happens here is that the Gemara is saying, although it's not saying outright, but it's alluding to what we've talked about previously, that nitzok is chibur lini nayin nesach. Right? That pouring is connection. So therefore, if you're pouring through a funnel, and some wine gets stopped up inside the funnel, so then, in fact, that wine, which is being poured, and was in the funnel at the same time coming down as wine entered into a keli and became nayin nesach, that wine becomes the anesel, and therefore, when next time you pour and something goes through that stop, I don't know, it's like a sieve or something like that, some sort of trap, or maybe traps the sediment in the funnel, so then that will make whatever goes through next time the anesel until you clean out properly. Okay? So it says the Gemara, it says the Mishnah, rather, I'm army cleave, if you point from one cleave to another cleave,
Hama'arami menu mutar, the keli into which you're, from which you're pouring is permitted. As shiro l'tocho, the one into which you're pouring is osir, is forbidden. So this is talking about what it really means to say. It's a little bit cryptic. Well, what it really means to say is that, again, as we said, a flow is considered to be a connection by Yonesa. So therefore, if the bottom keli is Yonesa, so it travels up to the upper keli. And vice versa, of course. But the paymotion brings down, so only if the flow is continuous, but if it's a drip, 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 so then that's, of course, not nito chibur. Okay, it's got to be continuous flow. Okay? Says the Rabbi Bar Barapun of Hashem Rav said, Fahein the Nugget Bzika. A guy who's pouring. It was taking, there's nothing to do with the Yonesa. You're buying goatskin from your friend, and you actually pulled the goatskin. And it rips in your hand. You, the buyer, took the goatskin. As you think the goatskin rips in your hand. You don't have to pay for it. Amrav Yosi, why don't you have to pay for it? Because so Pei Moshe says, based on our Mishnah, because since you didn't weren't posting domi, since you didn't set a price, so therefore you don't acquire it just by picking it up. Mishicha only works after psikas domi. Now, of course, if you go into a store nowadays, so everything has a set price, so therefore there's not an issue, right? The moment you pick it up, it's considered as if you did a mashiach on it, even though you haven't paid. I don't know if I'll pay dinan machusa, right? Because until you pay the cash register, they probably don't want to actually sell it to you. But lemaisa, theoretically speaking, if the price was set the moment you pick it up, so then that's considered to be the maisa kenya. Well, that's considered to be the transaction. So lemaisa, he says here that if the price was not set, you picked it up, and it ripped, so you're not liable to pay for it. Amr Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael said, of course, it would be chayiv as a shomer, but obviously we're talking about a case where there wasn't a pshia. You're still a shomer chinam, so therefore you're not liable. Okay? Says Maram Rabbi Yossi, Rabun, Lachaytzir, that was poshut. This you need to tell us. Afilu me'al go chanusa, even if he entered into the house, into the store. In other words, I'm not sure which one, who went to whose store. Was it Pei Moshe there? Sounds like even the buyer brings the wine into his own store, which is buying for the wholesale, and buys the wine and brings it into his own bar, and there breaks. Nevertheless, since they didn't actually set a price, so then the only reason he took it into his own store is that nobody else should have take hold of it. So therefore, he actually still remains potter because the transaction is not complete, which is a shocking concept. Again, he might be a shomer, but he's not a buyer yet. Okay? So says a fascinating thing. Actually, more fascinating. I don't recall this in the Bible at all. In the beginning part, you know, the concept of Mashiach with Psika, that isn't bothering. But he says, do we say that you're totally off the hook, because no price has been set, or we say that you are liable for the minimal price that this commodity would have cost? In other words, you're going to haggle with him, maybe, and reduce the price. But what about the minimal threshold beyond which nobody would sell it? Are you liable at least for that? Because that is implicit, even though it wasn't explicit. Even though it wasn't an explicit psika, it's implicit that that's going to be a minimum in order for the deal to be transacted. So it says the Gemara.
It sounds like there's like a wholesale and a retail price or something. Because the way you described, there isn't any price. There isn't any dollar, unless you talk about something set and established, like a wholesale and retail.
I was thinking like by Ezu Neshech, you know, that you have fruit, the fruit market, standard price, and, you know, Poskimel Shar Shabashuk, that's what I was thinking. Okay, it could be I'm mistaken, but that's what I was thinking. Okay? So in any event, B.S.M.A. says, Lora, Mashing Lo Shar Pachos, Amre Chagai Kurev Yossi, Mastiso, Mash Eoniklus Lo Shar Pachos. The Brizer says, no, not even for that amount. No transactions taking place. The Talmud we looked over there. If somebody gives his wine to a guy, if you made the transaction before the it's actually our Mishnah. You made the transaction. You set the price of the transaction before you measured out to him the wine. You can keep the money. If you measure it out before you set the price, you can't keep the money. Because if you're going to say that implicit in that transaction is the minimum price, so then even if you measure out the wine to the guy before having set the price, at the very least, the minimal price should be considered to be set ahead of time, and by the going to the Jew, by virtue of the implicit nature of the transaction, and therefore at least that you should be allowed to collect, because that minimal price preceded implicitly the transaction, even though the explicit price followed the transaction. So it must be, if you've done the time, it must be since that price itself is not mutar. Then, in fact, the case is that, in fact, the case is that you get nothing. Right, you get nothing. Once you're modeh before your posek, if you measured out before and you set the price, that's it. You lost your entire business profit, even your cost. You don't get back on the steel. Okay? Says more, mau ikwas hayayin. It said in our Mishnah, if there's like a trap in the wine. So then, sure, trap in the wine funnel, so then the yayin got stuck there, so next one, which is poured down, that funnel becomes also. What's nikvas yayin? What is the language? Budum lachlik. It's that which makes them moist with wine. Motem, like it says, akuva midam, which means moist with blood. Okay? Pshita dam milsa. Now, the series of cases. This is obvious. You saw it obviously be mashbich of a Jew's holding the funnel. Vanachi mara, and the goy is pouring into the funnel, diber kol osur. I mean, that's libation. You're libating by pouring the wine through the funnel. So it's in the chol libation, godom is there. It's no greater libation, right? Nachi teves in mashpech. What about if the goy is holding onto the funnel of Yisrael mara? Turn the page. What about if the goy is holding... You know, there was a breeze before, and now it's gone. Yeah. It's really intolerable now. Nachi teves in mashpech. We saw Mara, if a guy is holding on to the funnel and to the Jew is pouring, so it's machlekas. Rabbi Yassi says still considered to be yainestic because the holding of the funnel in and of itself is a form of libation. Rabbi Ami Omer looks at it passively and Matthew says it's okay, it doesn't create yainestic. What if it's a large goat skin? And the goy is holding the opening of the goat skin. We saw Mara and the Jew is pouring the goat skin behind it, right? One is holding the spout and the other is pouring. Rabbi Yehoshua Razir said, "Machlokas, say machlokas," because it's the mouth of the goatskin is like the funnel, and the Jew is pouring from behind. Raimana boy, kumi Rabbi Yosi. Raimana asked Rabbi Yosi. He, I guess he didn't know exactly what machlokas to tell you about. He said, "Hey, the machlokas, what machlokas is referring to?" He said, "Say machlokas, Rabbi Yami, and Rabbi Yah, Razi, Rabbi Yami." The mouth of the goatskin vis-a-vis to the goatskin is as is the funnel vis-a-vis the goatskin. Say machlokas, yeah, by the mouth, the funnel vis-a-vis the goatskin we have here by the mouth of the goatskin vis-a-vis the goatskin itself. Okay. Yisrael teves benod, if the Jew is holding on to the goatskin, nochri mara, and the goy is pouring. Now, I'm not sure exactly how this works. The Bnei Moshe says the Jew is helping him to pour. I just don't know what the scenario is. Maybe it's like a very heavy jug or something like that. Anyway, the goy is assisting. So, sorry, Mema, they want to say, Divra Komuter, everybody holds its Muter, which is a shocking thing to me. I don't know why. He didn't show up tonight? Okay. Can you go check if there's, you ask if there's going to be a mini in the base manager? Huh? Can you ask if there's going to be a mini base manager at 10:15? Yeah. What? Yes.
Martin,
you're he probably went to the graduation.
Mm-hmm. What graduation?
It's called Yeshiva graduation.
Of what? Who?
Aspen Yeshiva High School.
Okay.
How do I get to the games?
Go to Tools. There's only one game, Brick Attack.
Which one's Tools?
Come here. This is all going on tape, you. I hope you're happy about this.
You all the kids' blank handle out and get the right away.
Okay. So, can we borrow your fan?
Yeah.
Yeah. What did you want?
Who should I ask?
Just ask anybody in the base manager.
Anyone?
Yeah. Okay. Says Mar, Yisrael Tevis and Nochem Ha'aretz. Somehow, the Jew, in this case, so initially you want to say it's Mutar, I don't know why. Rishmul said, Kol Garma Osir. By definition, it's a tidy, this is Osir. Shapamish Yisrael Marpia, sometimes the Jew loosens his grip, then it's a call Iri, Machmas Agoy Nochri, and the entire port is coming because of the Goy. Right? So the truth is, I don't even understand the Havamina. Maybe the Havamina, they felt Misayin, but Mamish, that helping out the Jew doesn't really do anything. I don't know exactly, but to me, it's kind of strange. Says, there ain't the Miragel Zika, a guy who inclines the goat skin, Me'elera, for up and down, and he doesn't actually pour. Embo Mishumar Miklil, there's no issue of pouring. So it's interesting. If a guy takes a bottle of wine, which is not mavushal, and shakes it up and down, even though it's not sealed, it seems, then according to Yushami, wouldn't be a problem. I think we don't pass that way. I think we say if it's not sealed. Actually, I'm not sure. I think you don't need necessarily. I don't know what we pass about that. If you have a bottle of wine, Shambush, and a guy handles it, unsealed, what the halacha is. But if it's sealed, it's not a problem for sure. But here it sounds like even if it's unsealed, it's not a problem as well.
Okay. Yain Nesach Aser V'Aser V'Choshu. Yain Nesach is forbidden in an Aser's, no, in the smallest amount of shear, beyond what's wine and wine. In other words, if you pour a drop of Yain Nesach into a large amount of kosher wine, the wine is trafed up. Umayim V'Mayim, if you have, you know, there's Nisuch HaMayim too. If a Jugoi libated water to Avodah Zarah, and a drop of that water went into a large amount of water, Koshu, now of course if you dropped it into the ocean, the whole ocean doesn't become us, or obviously there are gradations.
What are you asking about? I don't know, people?
Yeah. Not people? Okay.
You need this?
Yeah. If it actually works. Sorry, guys, won't meet you. Okay. Actually, I shouldn't put it next to the mic.
Okay. So, so he says that if water by water koshu, also it's koshu. Now, yayin b'mayim, if forbidden wine gets mixed up with water, or mayim b'yayim, water in wine, but nice at times they need a taste. In other words, it has to be 1/60th, it has to be that this gives a taste. And I don't know how water's ever going to give taste in wine now. You know, it's going to be, I don't know, I think it's just, you know, it's not being taken seriously. The wine just got in there by accident, so to speak. Anyway, the Zalklaus, general principle, meat b'mina koshu, when you have libated substance mixed into regular to a similar substance, a permitted substance, no matter how small the amount it forbids it, shalom amino, if it's in a different type, no zitam, then the shear is no zitam. The shear is whatever gives a taste. Chizkiyah said, Chodat Omar. Now, there are a lot of interpretations in this next line to the Gemara. And I saw right before Shia, the Orsamech, and Perik Gimel Machos, the source of Tesvav, has his own shot, which, you know, I really didn't see as being so good, so direct, whatever. So I'm just telling you, the Chandra tell you is basically the Mecha Mayim Pshat. Chisir, I hate that a lot of people change gears here, the Mecha Mayim doesn't. I adore that Mar, the Mokho Shalayim Nikar Bemida. When is water considered to be a substance which can forbid wine? Right? When is it considered to forbid wine? When water is sold in that locale by weight. You know, you can buy bottled water. Because then water has chashivas in and of itself. However, if water is not sold in that place, doesn't have significance in that respect, it's no difference than wine and wine. Meaning that
by most wines, you dilute them in water, right? And the water becomes part and parcel of the wine. So therefore, there's no concept of water being osir, min bimino, being osir in wine and giving a taste to wine, unless the water has significance in and of itself. But the water has no significance in and of itself, so therefore it's not considered to be a separate and distinct substance when it gets mixed into the wine, then it's yain b'yain. Which in fact, you know, I phrase it wrong. It's not a kula, it's a chumrah. It's a chumrah, because it's like min b'mino, right? I phrase it wrong. I said it with the principle correctly, but the result, the net result is a chumrah, not a kula. If water is sold in that locale as a separate substance, then it's min b'sheino mino, that's a kula, right? Because it's two different types. But if the water is not sold, so it becomes part and parcel of wine, then it's min bimino, even though one is water and one is wine, therefore it's more of a chumra, it's also. Okay? Okay. Says more further. Chizkiya said, kosha musko be'isr v'hatr, you have a cup which initially put into it wine of isr and wine of hetr. And neither of them by themselves, and then you dilute with water. Because in their custom in the old days, of course, is dilute wine with water, 1 to 3, 1 to 4 cups. So neither of these wines in themselves will give a taste to the water. In other words, were the usher wine by itself or the mutter wine by itself, then it wouldn't be considered to be wine. And the halacha is the bare minimum shear for wine, according to Sfardim, is, I think, actually 1 to 1. In other words, it has to be at least 50% wine.
For Ashkenazim, it has to be only 1/6 wine. I think even the Sfardim agree that vis-a-vis Surim, as long as it's 1/6 wine, it's still considered to be wine and is forbidden, even though they wouldn't use it for Kiddush. I think so. So be that as it may, here you only have, it only would be 1/6 wine if you took into account both the kosher wine and the treif wine. Needed both. So Rabbanan hold in that case in Orla is Zev Zegorim is Mutter, right? They're both, it's permitted. But Rabbi Lezer holds, you go after whatever substance came last. If the mutter substance came last, so then that determines the nature of the wine, and the wine, the mixture is mutter. If the osir substance of wine became last, so that determines the mixture of the nature of the mixture, and the wine is osir. Okay? So that's what I was going to discuss. Kosher mizogah b'isvetter, it's got kosher and treif wine together mixed in water. The nafal isser should be basoif. If the prohibited wine came at the end, osir, then it's for prohibited. The heter basoif. If the heter came in at the end, then it's mutter. And that's going to Rabbi Lezer, the Om Rabbi Shmuel, that's Gemara, that's the Kadet, maybe it's Rabbi Shmuel, the Rabbi Om Rabbi Shmuel, the Rabbi Shmuel, the Rabbi Lezer, maybe it's Rabbi Lezer. Nesach. It's a severity by Yain Nesach. By Yain Nesach, nor even Rabbanan would agree. Rabbanan normally, we don't follow the last substance. When you have mutter, not the substance contributing, so then the mutter substance does not join with the other substance, by yayin nesach they will the wood because of the severity of yayin nesach. Okay? Rabbi Yossi asked, Im choim rubi yayin nesach, if it's a severity by yayin nesach, I feel novel at myself, even if the permitted substance fell at the end, he also. In other words, once there's any yayin nesach, then we should forbid it. Okay? Well, if you're going to go that far. And Gemara doesn't answer that question. Right, obviously Gemara felt that even in Yain itself, there are gradations. Rabbi Yatzis, Rabbi Yochanan said, Koshem Mosko Miyisr V'heter. If you have a different shot and with a different approach than the one we've seen till now. If you have a cup which has osir wine and mutter wine and water, Goyes V'heter K'misheino. You look at the mutter wine as if it's not there, because the osir wine in the mutter wine would be min bimino, and it'd be osir. Right? And therefore, if you took both of the wines into account, you'd have to be mavatal or larger shear. Right? So the way he says is that we look at the mutter wine as if it's not there. For osir, we all look at the osir wine in and of itself. Im yesh bo milsa tam, if it couldn't impart a taste by itself, osir, it's forbidden. Be loud, and if not mutter, it's permitted. Rabbi Yeshua B'Yeshua said, the caveat is here that it's only
only if the heter fell at the end. In other words, he's saying we don't obviously because the chumra of yain nesach. Even if you'll normally zevus agorim is mutter in this case like that. That we look at the heter substance if it's not there, and only the osir substance has to interact with the other type of substance. Nevertheless, by yain nesach we need the heter falling at the end. Rabbi Yavishai and Rabbi Yochanan says no. Lo shani bet shnofus yibetchil v'hetter b'sof hetter b'chil v'yisr b'sof. It makes no difference the sequence. Afilu mayim, it should be v'yayin with a vav. Even they fell simultaneously. That makes no difference. Afilu nimza kol tzor ko, even if it's completely mixed up, mehetter. You might say that, in other words, if it's completely mixed up and now it looks like a full cup of wine, right? Because you have a proper share of mizug of wine and water together, and that's how they used to drink. Nevertheless, at royes et kamisha eno, you look at the permitted substance if it's not there. For Isra, and you look at the Isra substance vis-a-vis the water, which is a very big kula. Im yesh bo benos itan, it could give a taste to the permitted substance to the water. It's also it's forbidden. Vim la, but if it could by itself, can I do it mutter? It's okay. Amr Rezeil said, hadah that. Now here's a little bit of a typo. According to Gemara, the way the Pesukim reads in Hilchos Shavuot, hadah that amarta. That which you said, and that's what you'd say, that which you said is bikula, not vikula, but bikula tinyanin, is under all conditions. Meaning that which Rabbi Yochanan said applies to all conditions. What does it mean, all conditions? So the Gemara explains. What do you mean to say? Rabbi Yezer Bun, Rabbi Yochanan said, they said, Slochis yain nesach. If you have a bowl or a cup, whatever, of forbidden wine, shenofel chavis, which fell into a barrel, which should be shel yayin, fell into a barrel of permitted wine. And then that mixture fell into a well of water. Atroyesahet, the same thing we said about this whole time. The same thing we said, Atroyesahet, Kamisha Eno, you see the permitted substance if it's not there. Voiser, and we look at the prohibited substance of itself.
Im yesh lo benos itav, if it has enough to give a taste to the well, it's osir. We lav, and if not, it's mutter. Okay? Now, all of that is with yayin nesach, but this is a sugi mesech to orla. So now get schlepped in at the top of the line, above and up, the rest of sugi orla, even though it's not at all relevant to our mesech and our discussion. And their discussion is talking about when you have making a bread and using a starter sourdough, and using sourdough both some of chulin and some of truma. Okay? And that's a classic case of zevus zegorim, really, even more than wine, because there it's causing fermentation, right? So that's the idea of zevus zegorim, both causing. Akedung shenoflu zecharze. So the mishnah, the machlokas, Rabbi Elazar and Chachamim, whether zevus zegorim or mutter, when the two catalysts we say it's mutter, or do we say go after the last one is bishenoflu zecharze after they fell in sequence? Noflu shnayin kach, what they both fell simultaneously? It says in Arla, Amar Rabbi Elazar. Elazar says we follow always the last substance to come, so therefore if the sour of chulin came last, that's the sourdough which completed the starter, so then it's chulin. If the sourdough of truma came last, that's the sourdough which completed the truma, so that's what's considered to be truma. What they fell simultaneously? Yishmini me'ado. Says more, very cool proof. So again, from this all, from the Om Seftoila. Me'emas ha'chomitz kutim mutzal achar Pesach. The chomitz of kutim, they're suspect on chomitz achar Pesach. They're only chomitz on Pesach, but they're suspect to keep their chomitz after Pesach. So they keep their sourdough starter from before Pesach to after Pesach. This is going back again to the assumption that kutim are Jews. So they have Isser chomitz on Pesach, right? So then, from when can you start buying them chomitz achar Pesach? Shabbal batim, if you buy from a Baal Boss,
it's Sholosh Habos, it's only after 3 weeks, Shalafir, after 3 weeks of baking. We assume a sourdough starter from before the holiday is gone, he's using fresh starter, so they have not come to Shalafir or Pesach anymore. Vishal Nachtoimim, what about bakers? So it should be here, so we should transpose the word for the next line with this word. Bikfarim, if it's in villages, Achar Shlosh Yomim, after 3 days, so the baker's considered to have used all his old starter. Bikrach, if it's in a metropolis, a major city, Achar Shlosh Yomim, even after 3 ovenfuls, because his ovenfuls are much larger, he has a much larger clientele. Okay? Hashem Elazar Meir, even though he said by a bus, it's 3 weeks of baking, which is a long time. If it should be im haya, that's what it says in Orla. Im haya adam gov is a great man who entertains a lot. Oh, shoya mesi libno, where he's marrying off his son. Va'afa shlosha tanurim b'shabbos, and he baked 3 ovenfuls during 1 week. One after another, mutter, it's okay. And the same thing when they said by a baker after 3 days in the villages. So it's already considered to be the fresh starter. If he did all 3 ovenfuls in 1 day, like as if he was in a big city, mutter, that also eradicates all the prior starter. Shimon says, even when they said bakers, it should be bekrachim in the large cities after 3 ovenfuls, which could theoretically be in 1 day. It's still aser until for the first 3 days. Why is that? From the morning he chooses the starter for that entire day. So if he doesn't use all the starter 1 day anyway, because he takes the starter from dough number one, and puts part of the starter in dough number one, then uses part of dough number one, puts in dough number two, then uses parts of dough number two, puts in dough number three, and so on and so forth. So it doesn't actually use up all the starter in 1 day, even if he makes a lot of batches. It takes him 3 days to finish the starter no matter what. Says Gemara, aha! Says the Gemara, also Isa Shnia, that second dough. That second dough, which you make in the day, since you're taking starter, you have starter from the morning, from the previous day, you also have starter from today, because you put into the second dough stuff from the first dough as well. That second dough is ever so clear. Has both elements there, both from the pre-chomet Pesach sourdough and the sourdough from this morning's batch. Yet nevertheless, it says here it's also. Well, here you introduce both starters simultaneously. So from here we see the Rabbi Lezer must hold, we assume he's going to look at Rabbi Lezer, well, it's Acher Acharni, by far always the last substance, that when it's simultaneous, it's like the other substance was last as well. Okay? That's what I want to prove from here. That's what it says. I'm Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi says to Rabbi Lezer, Man Tana Chametz Shekutim, who's the author of this Braisa, which talks about the sourdough of the Kutim, Rabbi Lezer, and he says obviously that when they come together simultaneously, prohibited and permitted substance, they also answer. Okay? Oh, maybe it's Rabbi Chanina, Antunaya, Rabbi Lezer said to Rabbi Chanina, Antunaya, Nihiros, do you remember? The Avisa and Amori, that which used to say, you used to say, At you, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Shem Ishtokish, you, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Ishtokish, Ma Tanachem Tzor Shokutim, who is the author of this price, Chomet Shokutim, Rabbi Lezer. Do you remember that you said that? The Kan Lavin Morin, yeah, they didn't say the same thing. They said that Rabbi Hila, Shem Ishtokish, the Rabbi Hila is the one who said over the name Rish Lakish, Yodu, even Rabbanan agreed. Yodu means even the rabbis came down, L'chamitza Shokutim Rabbi Lezer. It was even though it sounds like Rabbi Lezer Shita, the Aser Zev is a Gorim, it's not the case. In fact, even the rabbis asked it because they stuck it to the Samaritans. Same principle we had last night. But particularly on the Samaritans, we asked their sourdough loaves, even if the starter was mixed in with starter from after Pesach. Okay? Says more even according to our bottom. Vod mi adon, furthermore, we don't learn this out from here. The ma Rabbi Chinya bar Rabbi Avo.
Then his son Rabbi Avo said, Abba Havali Uvda, my father had such a case of chametz of Samaritans. Shal Rabbi Chia, he sent a message to Rabbi Chia, should be Lurav Ami, or Rabbi Ami, Lurav Rabbi Asi, I know why the names are contracted here, Ravmi and Ravsi. The Horulon Lake Rabbi Lezer. And they passed the Rabbi Lezer to Aser the sourdough of the Kutim, the chametz of the Kutim after Pesach. Says the more Ma'uki Yechida, how can they pass the Rabbi Lezer? Blezer Shita's Yachid, Ki Yechida, more in the passing like the Shita of one solitary individual, Rabbi Lezer. Lo, obviously not. Rather, Mishum Shiyor the Chamitin Shokutin Krabi Lezer, because they paskin in the case of the sourdough of the Kutites, they paskin Krabi Lezer Lechumra, again to stick it to the Kutin. Okay? And Ramuna said, couldn't Rabbi Yossi, for Rabbi Yossi, come on, that Domet Tamara, look, Krabi Lezer, just like you said over there, by the Chamitz of Kutin, the Lezer, Krabi Lezer, of Hochalok Krabi Lezer, do you always say Lozar Krabi Lezer, even by other things, considering Zevis and Gorim? Says more, no. Armel Yisrael said, Ulchol should be Dovar. To everything, Patrick of Lezer, of course not. Lezer Shitas Yachid. It's a Shit of a solitary individual. It's from Beis Shammai. Normally, no Paschal like him. Only by Chometz of Kutim, they wanted to be severe, and they they agreed with Rabbi Lezer that no matter what the sequence is in that case, Zevis and Gorim is also, and therefore, I mean, either whether the source of Kutim was last, the Chomet Shavu Pesach of the Kutim was last, or simultaneous with other sourdough, in both cases, it is forbidden, because they're Kutim. Ela Surin, let's just get to the base. Ela Surin Bo Osrim Mechoshu. By the way, I got a call today from Hamodia on Eretz Yisrael.
Really?
It's the Gera newspaper. They said the main seum is next week. There is no main seum. There is no main seum in Eretz Yisrael. Because of the matzav there, although I don't know what that has to do with not making a seum, because of the situation. And there's no seum in America, and there's no excuse for it. That's what he said.
I told you?
Yeah. But he said that my article in the Yerushalmi from years ago was the best article ever published on the topic. So therefore, they're making a special issue next week, even though there's no major seum. And they want to put in my article, so I said, fine. And they should put in that we're making a seum in a couple of weeks, and that tapes are available of the entire Yerushalmi, and they were pretty impressed by that. Okay, says more. Yeah, Elu Asurin Osin Koshin. These are Osir and they're forbidden no matter what, how small the Shia. Yeah, that's about the, it's the second that's going to be published. It was republished by the Jewish Tribune. After this in the Jewish Tribune, which is the British Aguda newspaper, published it. Now Amodia is publishing it. So the article's gotten a lot of
Who's
the Jewish Observer. Yeah. Ela is called the other Daf Yomi. Ela Surin Bosin Kosher. These are Osir, and the Osir, no matter how small the Shir is. Yain Nesach. Avodah Zorah. Obviously, it's something which is used for Avodah Zorah purposes, a ring or something, no matter how small. Or it's Levuvin. Hides which are pierced opposite the heart. Surefire sign. It was used for Avodah Zorah. Shor Nisro, an ox which is meant to be stoned because it killed an individual, even a small particle of that osir's other meat that falls into it, and Glarufa, the calf whose neck is wrung if somebody was murdered there. Tzipor Mitzora, the birds of a Mitzora, any part of them, they part of them they forbid. The birds he brings part of the tone process. Seir Nozi, the hair of a Nozir, gets mixed into a garment, you know, your cashmere gets with the hair of a Nozir, it's bad. Petach Hamor, firstborn donkeys, Basar B'chola, milk and meat mixed together. Chulin Shishtu Bazar, a chulin which was shechted in the Beis HaMikdash. Harelu Asurin, they're forbidden. Visurin V'osim Koshein, and they also no matter how small the shir. Yai Nesef Avodah Zorah Baris Lebuvim, how we know that all these things are also no matter how small the shir. Hashem v'lo yitpak b'yodcha mulin acherim, nothing from the forbidden substance should cling to you, even the smallest mashu. V'shar nisko, the stoned ox, v'mashash nemar shor, as yisok l'ashor,
since it says that the ox should be stoned, any additional echels that Abi should not be eaten. Matam lolo echel, why is it should not be eaten? Obviously, it's treif, stones. Can't eat it if it's stone, right? So why is it lo echel mikach osa banoya? From this we learn that it's forbidden also to derive benefit from it. I'll come back to the other substances, and the Mirtz Hashem, make the Siman of Avodah Zarah Monday night.